LeBron, we're less than a week away from the first game. As you look at this team, what's the area that you guys still need to work on as you prepare for the Knicks?
As we prepare for the Knicks, I think every aspect of our game, you know, just continue to, you know, work the process both offensively and defensively. I think more important, I think defensively is going to be the main thing that's going to help us win ball games and also prepare for the Knicks, you know, being communicating at a high level and being able to cover for one another, you know, getting the system in place so we know where we can fall back on, I think is most important leading up to, you know, to Thursday.
Coach Black mentioned that Varejao would be the starting center on opening night. Can you talk about the different dynamics Varejao presents opposed to Tristan?
Well, they're both high-energy guys, and they're both a very, very key component and puzzle to our piece. And, you know, one thing about Andy, you know, he's a veteran. He's been a part of, you know, big games, and he kind of knows the, you know, what's going on and at all times. And I think it's his seniority, you know, gets him to nod. He's a guy who kind of plays underneath the rim and uses his touch and uses his quickness. And Tristan, you know, gives us the guy above the rim, you know, so it's great for them to go, those guys to complement each other, you know, both with their ability to rebound or for their ability to finish around the rim. They just do it different ways.
It might be a hard comparison, but can you try to compare where the Cavs are right now to where the Heat were your first year there, start going into the season?
So long ago. You know, it took us a little while to, you know, to get where we got in January. Obviously, we started the season off 9-8. I remember that, and we just didn't play good basketball. We didn't quite know exactly how we were going to be successful, you know, from an individual standpoint to ultimately being part of the team. So, you know, that kind of hurt us a little bit early on, but, you know, we figured it out.
Kevin mentioned the other day he's going through an adjustment, getting fewer post touches. Is that something that you need to take care of him on at all?
Well, I think we're all going to go through an adjustment, you know, getting less touches than we would like. But I think anytime one of us says something, it will get blown out of proportion. I think that got blown out of proportion. I read the clips where, you know, what he stressed. And, you know, the first thing you see is Kevin Love wants more touches. He's unhappy. So I've had zero reaction because I know all about that. But he will get his touches. We need him to get his touches in order for us to be successful both inside and outside.
LeBron, you didn't know a lot about David Blatt and his coaching style before. You know, he came here, you studied it up a little bit. Now going through 7 preseason games, training camp, what are his principles of Blatt-skip-ball?
Well, you know, you want to move the ball, share the ball. Defensively, you want to be early, loud, and continuous. He always preaches ELC, and, you know, defensively we have to fly around, we have to help each other. And offensively, it's a lot of ball movement, and, you know, I think that's great. You know, it's not that many teams that would love to play off the pass instead of the dribble, and, you know, he's trying to preach that to us, knowing that the pass is faster than the dribble. So, you know, if we understand that and we all work off each other, we'd be a very good team.
Is that a good fit for your game?
I can fit to any game.
You and Andy have always clicked. Are you kind of back to your old level with that?
Or? Yeah. It was easy. It's like riding a bike with me and Andy. Yeah. Have you seen some of the preseason games we played in? It's like we never missed a beat.
Why have you decided to go back to the powder toss?
I'm going to let the fans decide, see what they think. And, you know, if they want me to, I will do it.
How are you going to decide?
Huh?
How are you going to let them decide?
I'll probably use one of those social media ventures.
Will it be the fans or your boys?
Nah, my boys don't really care. As long as I'm in uniform, that's all they care about.
You're 29, but you've played your 12th season going into it, and you said in the offseason you lost some weight to, you know, kind of rejuvenate your body. Are there any other ways where you felt your athleticism has shifted and it's made you adjust your game?
Well, I think my athleticism is still very good. I haven't lost much. I mean, in my early days, I never had to stretch as much or ice as much after competition. I could just put my clothes on and go back home. But, you know, just take care of my body. That's most importantly, you know, just trying to stay healthy, be durable, be reliant to my teammates every single night. And that's what it come down to.
Hey, LeBron, you guys, you're going to have a target on you, obviously, all season. For guys like Kyrie, Kevin, Deion, Tristan, you haven't been in big games, in the playoffs. Can that get them at all ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I think it will. It's going to be a different challenge for them. You know, they were so accustomed to being the prey, sneaking up on the predator. Now it kind of changes. You know, you can't just sneak up on, you know, the past. You know, that I watched a few games where we didn't have games, and you know, Cleveland was sneak up on a few teams. You know, sneak up on a Thunder team on a Tuesday night, or Spurs team on a Wednesday night, and you know, get them. You know, and you know, it's a different role for all four of them. Now being a predator, where every team is looking forward to playing against you. So, you know, regular season games will help that, you know, kind of change the mindset.
All right, we're going to wrap that up.
Why did you stop the powder toss? I don't remember why.
I don't either. You know me better than me, right?
I don't remember.
You should know that, right?
I don't. Must not be a good reason.